Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting, iconic episode of Brown Eyed Junicorn. I'm your host, Hannah Brown, and today's guest is a really good friend of mine. He's an actor. He does some voices on PBS sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah, Nature Cat.
Nice.
I know. We have Joy Rudman.
Hello.
Thank you for being here.
I'm also a brown eyed unicorn.
You are.
I am. Brown eye.
And you're a unicorn.
I'm a unicorn. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm in the middle of the worst hangover of my entire life.
And I'm not.
And Joey's helping me out.
And I'm feeling great.
And I'm going to try not to vomit in the middle of this.
Because if you do, I do.
Is that really a thing?
Oh, yeah. If I, like, hear it and see it,
like, they're like, ugh!
I'm done.
Oh, fuck. This does not bode well.
Do this for me. Just do it for me.
So, it's summer.
Yeah.
Officially, it is hot as the devil's taint outside.
Yeah, it's 84 today.
Oh.
Up here, where you are?
Yeah. You're like, I live in the boonies or something.
This was traveling far.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm so sorry. But it's summer, and what better summer topic than the topic of summer romance,
yeah.
Specifically Nicholas Sparks films.
Yeah.
This is so exciting.
Yeah. If I had a list of, like, the top five least likely topics I would be talking about on a podcast in my life, This could be on that list.
I love this angle, though, because everyone thinks Nicholas Sparks movies are chick flicks, and you have seen a lot of them.
I've seen a lot of them. That's the genius of the unicorn.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have.
There are a few I haven't seen.
Okay, same with me. I haven't seen the newer ones.
Me neither. I've seen the OGs.
So you told me to watch The Choice.
Yeah, did you?
I watched a little bit of it.
Oh, my God.
It was the only one I've had a lot of trouble in.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
So, you know, it's called The Choice, so I made a choice. Like, I'm not watching this. But I know, I tried. Because there's a couple things in movies that I don't buy into. And what? That make me go, no, change.
Okay, so what?
This was the opening. I don't even remember the opening line. Let me tell you the secret or
yeah, it's like, let me tell you something about love.
You're not going to tell us whatever it is. In the end, we're not going to remember that you said that. I already knew that. And then at one point, he's holding a smartphone. So he's in this world.
Yeah.
He's in our current world. Mm-hmm. He's holding a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he said hogwash.
Like, you didn't buy it.
Like, he actually meant it. He didn't say it sarcastically, like, jokingly hogwash?
Well, they're Southern.
I don't know.
Okay, so
that did it for me.
So
that's where I
like
went.
The
yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. Well.
But I do.
Agree to disagree.
But there's a ton of ones I like.
All right, I guess let's just get right into it. What's your favorite Nicholas Sparks movie and why?
I'm going with The Notebook. I'm so sorry. I am. But I have to like lead into it. I've seen it 3 times.
Okay.
Twice. So once in high school, when I was in high school, once when I was in college, and then recently.
Okay.
And I hated it the first 2 times.
Then why did you watch it again?
Because I watched it with my girlfriend.
And your girlfriend forced you?
No, didn't force me. But she loves it. And we usually have pretty similar taste and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I watched it again, and I really, 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 really liked it.
Wow.
I really did. And I remember specific moments, like when he said, I wrote you every day. I wrote you every day for a year.
Yeah.
In college me, I'm like, what? You wrote her every day? No way. Now, I was like,
that's really
beautiful. I kind of get that.
Really romantic.
So.
I do really enjoy The Notebook. I realize, though, Nicholas Sparks loves this dynamic, and the dynamic is...
Small town,
North Southern,
Carolina, yeah. South Carolina.
Yeah. The guy is obsessed with the girl from day one.
Yeah.
And then the girl does this, like, I'm not going out with you!
Yeah.
Oh, you make me so angry!
Yeah, yeah.
And then the guy's like, and then they fall in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I do remember seeing The Notebook in high school and being like, this is the most beautiful love story of all time. And in high school, I was fat and pale and no one would even touch me. So I was like,
no.
You were fucking there.
I know. That's why I said no.
You know it's true.
No.
Anyways, he's literally lying. It's fine. It really fucks with my brand when you don't lean into the fact that I used to be fat and pale.
Well, we didn't really know each other that well.
We didn't really know each other. But I remember watching it and being like, this is the most beautiful love story of all time.
Yeah.
I need to find a Noah of myself. And I also remember that really hot sex scene where it's all rainy and then they slam into cabin right. and see side nipple.
Yeah.
It's really hot.
Well, that's what happens too. There's always, they're going to kiss in the rain or mm-hmm. some kind of, falling water.
Yep.
Like a shower, right? Mm-hmm. There was one shower maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always, he always falls in love with her at first sight, almost yeah. every time. And then we watch them try to get through these obstacles that are always the same. It's like,
always the same.
It's war, all right?
Death.
Yeah. Parents that say no.
Yeah.
Or like a fiance.
There's always a fiance.
Right.
There's always like another guy.
Yeah. It's like, what? They just got married?
And he's always like an upstanding guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's like a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, I remember in The Notebook, like, Lon is, like, a good guy.
Right.
And then when she's like, I gotta leave you, he's like, okay.
Yeah, he's like, I just want you to do whatever's best for you. He's like, what a guy.
What a stand-up guy. Yeah. Also, you know Lon had no issue finding another woman.
He probably had somebody else.
He probably had a side chick.
Yeah, yeah.
Nicholas Sparks is, like, too annoying to write that side of the story, but, like,
yeah.
there's definitely
he was hoping chick. Somebody else did, so he could just kind of sit back and collect while somebody else wrote his love story.
Yep. Yep. What's your favorite obstacle to watch unfold out of all of those? Which one do you think is the most interesting? I like the death and the dying.
Right.
It just adds a romantic layer.
Like which one? Else. Which movie?
Oh, Walk to Remember.
Walk to Remember. Right. Walk, of course.
Oh, we haven't even gotten into that yet.
Of course. Yeah. Oh man. Shane West was the coolest guy. I remember watching that. I don't know how old we were when that came out.
I was in like fifth grade.
Right. We were really young, yeah. right? And it was like the first time I had ever like seen like a cool guy do something romantic.
Yeah.
That wasn't like my grandpa talking about something he did for yeah. my grandma. So it was like, oh wow, that guy made that look really cool.
Yeah.
And I remember wanting crutches so bad.
Because he had crutches in that movie.
So cool. He was like crutching around.
I wanted a terminal illness because of that movie.
What?
Isn't that fucked up?
That's really fucked up.
I literally was like, oh, okay, so to be with Shane West, I need to be dying.
Nicholas Sparks, you see what you're doing out here? Look what you're doing to people.
I was like, I could get all the mean girls at school to apologize to me for the bad things they did
right.
and date Shane West if I were dying. So mm-hmm. I guess that's an easy fix. And like if I would get like the flu, I would be like, ugh.
Yeah.
I would like exaggerate.
Yeah, you're telling
it.
Everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, like it was really scary. I had yeah. such a high fever and people are like, cool, you're back at school now. So.
Yeah. Is that the only one?
Where someone dies?
Yeah.
Well, at the end of The Notebook, they both
die. Right, right. But like an like obstacle wise?
No. Well, if you had finished The Choice.
Oh, boy.
You would know that she got into a really bad car accident, went into a coma. Yep. And she was on life support and they almost had to take her off and he had to decide what to do.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
And he decides to visit her every day and talk to her and encourage her to come out of the coma. And she does. Isn't that beautiful?
It is. Okay, fine. I will go back and rewatch it.
The guy in that is so interesting to me, too, because he's not physically, like perfect. Like, he has kind of a weird face, but he's so hot to me.
Oh, because all the other guys are, like, incredibly handsome.
Like, Ryan Gosling is, like, traditionally hot.
Yeah.
Shane West. I just want to... Sorry, back to Shane West.
Go ahead.
Like, now that I live here, every bar I go to where Shane West is not there is a fucking waste in my book. I'm, like, on the Shane West hunt.
I've seen him here. Oh, like, a bunch of times. I used to go to this place called Churchill. It's not here anymore. It's on 3rd. This is super creepy because I would see him there all the time. And he used to go hang out there a lot. Not that I would lurk and watch him because I wouldn't.
I would.
I'm sure.
I feel like he goes to Pearl's Rockin'. I feel like that's his brand. Or, like, Rockin' Riley's.
Yeah. No, it was like a bar, but yeah, he would be there all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think, did he look the same?
I don't remember. The same as what? Walk to Remember?
Landon Rollins Carter.
I mean, no, because that's like so long ago. So he looked a little older. But wait, that's another thing about his movies that I kind of have a hard time with. Time goes on in a lot of these,
mm-hmm.
and which is the one I'm gonna like title a lot of these like their friends episodes like the one with
yeah
so like the one with What's his name? James Marsden. Marsden? James
yeah. Marsden? Oh, yeah.
What's that one called?
Not The Longest Ride.
I saw that one.
I have not seen The Longest Ride.
No, the one with...
It is on the tip of my tongue. It is The Best of Me.
Yes. Okay, that one... Is it that one? Yeah, it's that one. He's the later version. Have you seen that one?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he's like the later version of the character we see in the beginning. Uh-huh. And it's only been like 10, 15 years. He's like a completely different guy. Like, I've seen pictures of my dad from like 25 to 35, 40.
The same.
It's the same guy.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, that guy's older.
Yeah.
This was like... there were no similarities. It was like...
Like he was blonde and like...
Yeah, it was like... they didn't even try. I have a hard time with that. It's like, really? You didn't even try?
Put in some effort.
That's all I want.
All these movies too, we acknowledged this yesterday in preparation, that they all have the same fucking cover.
Almost kissing.
Caressing
right?
each other.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to be looking at a bunch of pictures... Caressing each other, like they like the face hold.
Right.
They like a sitting in your lap moment.
Right.
Like the Walk to Remember cover is by far the best. They both look so beautiful.
Yeah.
I also thought that, by the way, to date Shane West, I had to be like super religious, like super Christian.
That's right.
And I was like, well, I've been dealt the wrong hand of cards.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well.
There's a song from that movie I still listen to a lot.
Which one? When they're
walking in the hallway. It's like, just can't get enough. That's a great song.
It's such a good song. The New Radicals.
Yes.
Yes.
Got that song from that movie.
That same here. That montage is so good. When they're like getting ready for the play and he's like slowly falling for her and she looks really good in her costume.
Right.
Never happened for me in plays. Did you ever have a play romance? In college or high school?
No.
I didn't. In high school, you were like the straight, like cool guy that converted to theater guy. And our theater teacher, I will not name him because I do not like him.
Oh boy.
Always like creepily fixated on guys like you. And they're like, let's just give you the lead, right?
I didn't get any, but he didn't do that for me.
Really?
No, because there was already like this really solid core of like the people who have been, you know, his crew. His
Minions.
Theater
Minions,
crew.
Minions, yeah.
Sure. And I think that there were some that didn't appreciate my decision to do theater. So I think he got that hint from his...
Minions.
Yeah.
I'll say it.
Go ahead. But I don't know. I always kept that. I always kept it... I always kept those two worlds separate.
Don't get your money where you get your meat.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I knew... I had a feeling... That would not be a good idea.
Yeah. Did I ever... What am I talking about? Did I ever have
you...
I didn't because I wasn't cute enough to get a showman.
Come on!
I'm serious.
No.
I remember there was, like, a weird point, like, where, like, I took a turn for the better. And I remember there was a guy a couple years older than us who I was super into for a while. And I remember finally making out with him in my basement and, like, showing him my boobs.
Oh, good.
And it was, like, a big moment.
In high school? This is a college theater thing.
No, it was definitely in high school, but it was like not until like senior year when things had shifted.
Where did you study again?
Illinois State.
Right.
Illinois State, and I ended up, my first love was actually because of a showmance.
There you go.
Wow.
So you have.
I have. I just, that was a revelatory moment.
You're Mandy Moore.
I'm
Walk to Remember. What's your character's name? I don't want to call it
Jamie Sullivan.
You're Jamie Sullivan.
And his name is Landon Rollins Carter.
Landon Rollins Carter.
I remember that.
What's the Rollins?
I just remember that part because when they get married, they're like, Elizabeth Sullivan, take you.
Oh, Rollins
Landon
is
Rollins
name.
Carter.
Wow.
And Peter Coyote plays the dad. He's like, Jamie, stop acting like a child.
The dads are all fantastic actors.
They are.
I remember, Richard Jenkins in Dear John.
Uh-huh.
That guy's fucking awesome.
He's really good.
We could swear on this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
Okay. Yeah, it's the brand.
I don't know.
What's your least favorite Nicholas Sparks movie?
The first 5 minutes of The Choice.
That's
yeah,
good. Touché.
I'm sorry. It is that.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
You know, it's important as professionals to know how to disagree.
Yeah. But these are, it's so interesting. Like, I have no, I know there are a ton of, like, guys out there who really like these movies who'll never admit it. Mm-hmm. I love admitting stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Like, but you go through the, like, middle school, you're like, I'm not a mama's boy. And, like, you are. And then when you get older, you're like, I love being a mama's boy. You
know, whatever. It's cool to be a mama's boy.
Yeah, now it's cool. But, like, when you're younger, you hide that, right?
Totally.
Same thing with these movies.
Yep.
It's the same thing.
My least favorite of all time is Dear John. Because they don't really end up together. They don't end up together.
No, maybe they do. Don't they see each other at the end? And they, like, hug, and you're like,
But she's with that old dude who's in a wheelchair by now.
Well, I don't know how much time he had left to, like, live.
So maybe she ends up with John after he was, like,
super, super sick.
She gets married to him, though.
Because of the kid.
I don't remember.
Oh, my. I remember this, like, very clearly. So
it's creepy, too, because he, like, knew her growing up.
Oh, no. Don't you remember? Like, they got married because his kid, there was no, the mom was gone, and his kid was autistic, and he wanted to make sure that the kid wound up with somebody who knew.
Who could take care of them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I think she married him so that she could become his mom.
I don't think they needed to get married for that to be accomplished.
True.
And they probably, like, had sex at some point.
They probably did.
Before he got paralyzed.
True.
And that's what's weird to me is, like, he's like, I used to always see you running around on the beach as a kid. And now they're married.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
She is awesome in that movie, too.
Amanda Seyfried.
Yeah, I feel like we have to talk about, like, the acting in it. Because it's, these are movies where you can rely on the dialogue to, like, guide you through. Like,
So true.
You actually have to be a really good actor because, like, the schmaltziness, it's
over the top.
Yeah, but so if you can, like, if you can make these, we're going to say schmaltzy 400 times on this podcast.
Schmaltzy.
If you can make the schmaltziness seem like these characters are actually saying these things to each other.
That's true.
I mean, that's hard to do.
Oh my God, did you see Rachel McAdams' audition tape for The Notebook?
I don't think so.
It's really good.
Really?
It's like from day one, you're like, holy shit, she has Allie in the fucking bag.
Yeah.
She does this really good thing, which, like, this isn't valuable to talk about on a podcast because we're looking at each other and no one can see us. But she does this really good thing of, like, looking off and then being like...
Okay, so what Hannah's doing right now is she's shaking her head and she's
like, well... Like, she does know what to say, she, like, locks eyes with no one. You just know
she's
that
so
she's
so furious that she
and
just
so confused,
can't, right?
And so in love,
right?
It's so beautiful,
yeah.
And how this is really weird too. Sorry to go back to The Notebook. What's weird to me about The Notebook is, like, I'm very proud. I'm a Leo, so I'm a proud person. I don't like to appear foolish. We were literally talking about a situation before we recorded that we will not mention that I was worried I looked foolish, and you had to confirm that I didn't.
No,
that it wasn't that bad.
You're good.
But I would hate to have dementia and have my husband have to watch me be like, "Who the fuck are you?"
Right.
And then have to watch the doctors, like, put a shot in my leg.
I know.
It's embarrassing. Dementia is such an embarrassing illness.
I mean,
it makes me sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's dark. It took a dark turn, but you know what I mean.
No, absolutely.
I just wouldn't want my person to see me that way.
I know.
My Nicholas Sparks soulmate.
I know. Well, she did not. I mean, she didn't, she didn't know.
I know. Anyway.
Yeah.
My least favorite is Deaf, like I said.
Dear John.
But I don't know if I ever said my favorite, which is A Walk to Remember.
Channing Tatum was good in that movie too. I feel like we're going to talk about the acting a lot, but I am not, like, I don't have the small town guy mentality, like, in as me.
You're a city slicker.
I'm a city guy. I like people and noise and things happening fast. But he made me like kind of fantasize, like, what would that be like to, like, only care about, you know, a house and a,
right,
like, a small house and a, you know, in the woods. Mm-hmm. Something
totally.
Like that.
Totally.
You know. So
just live in a little, like, beach shack.
Yeah, simple life. Hmm.
Yeah, they really do romanticize, like, those small towns. And, like, it does look fun to live there because, like, everyone knows everybody and you're all, like, pals.
Right.
Like, you go to, like, the pharmacy and you're like, good morning, Mr. Johnson. He's, like, the old man who owns it.
Yeah.
And he's like, hi, Allie.
Yeah, yeah.
Staying out of trouble? Never. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I would kill myself living in a small town.
I couldn't
do it.
No.
Not even with my Noah. Not even with the love of my life. I couldn't do it.
Right.
If I go to, like, Big Bear for a weekend, like, that's cool. And then I'm like, okay, let's go back.
These are all the Carolinas, right?
Yeah.
These are all, like...
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah.
Carolinas,
right.
I like those accents, though. I like a southern accent. Mm-hmm. I think it's cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I like when it only comes through in, like, specific words. Like, you don't know. And then you're like, oh!
I think I heard it. Oh. There it is. Yeah.
I met this doctor yesterday for this thing I was helping film on social media. And he was really, really nice. And he was from South Carolina. And he looked and talked like... No, he didn't look like. He was tall. And with his southern accent, I just kept picturing Foghorn Leghorn. In my head.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm meeting a cartoon in real life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm meeting a cartoon in real life right now, too, because you're the voice of one of the mouse on Nature Cat.
I don't do a mouse, but I do.
I thought you did a mouse.
I don't think there's a mouse. I do a bunch of different cats.
How many different characters do you do on Nature Cat?
I don't know. My girlfriend counted recently, which was super nice. She said there's like 30.
Whoa.
Or maybe I counted and I told her that. She told me that there was like
30. Your girlfriend's amazing. We know.
She is. But I think there's 30, but that seems high.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a lot mm-hmm. of characters. But,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say around 20 to 30 different characters.
Okay.
Because I do, like, pop-up ones that, you know, they'll, like, appear in one episode.
And then they're killed off.
Yeah. They get lost in the woods somewhere, and then they're gone forever. They're,
like, eaten by a cartoon coyote.
Yeah, but some of them come back. I mean, I would say half of them are, like, reoccurring characters.
Is it fun? Do you go to work in your pajamas?
I wear whatever I want. I mean, I'm like, a jeans and a t-shirt guy. I can wear that to work every day. It's really cool.
That's legit.
Yeah,
it's cool. All right, back to the important stuff. Your job is important. I'm sorry.
Yeah, hey.
Okay, wait. In the movie...
Yeah.
Knights and Rodanthe.
Never seen it.
I've never seen it either.
Oh, good. Oh, great. Perfect.
And I'm asking a question about it.
Yeah, good.
It features Richard Gere and Diane Lane. Now, TBH...
Like, great actors.
I prefer them in Unfaithful. I like that dark journey. Do you prefer a Nicholas Sparks love story with an older couple or a younger couple? Hotness aside, like, as far as what's interesting.
It's hard because I haven't seen it, but, let's go older because you rarely, see that.
And it gives people hope, but there's still time.
Nice.
To find their person.
Nice.
Okay, which Nicholas Sparks date would you most likely go on? A.
Okay.
Shane West making Mandy Moore be in two places at once in October, also giving her a tattoo and blowing on it lightly in the car. Very sexy.
Nice detail, okay.
B. The rowboat scene in The Notebook. It's like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
C. Making dinner at home and drinking wine on the porch, a la The Choice, which you didn't get that far, but mm-hmm. they have a very romantic date.
It's B.
They're neighbors. It's B.
Is there a D?
The rowboat? No.
Did I cut,
it was A, B, and C.
Yeah, I'm going the rowboat, and I'm not a boat guy.
Yeah. Would you be rowing the boat
land.
Like Noah?
Yeah, I would.
You wouldn't be like, Amanda, I need you to row.
No, because so when I went to North Carolina, her family lives in North Carolina.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So when we went to visit them once, we canoed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never really canoed before.
I love canoeing. I can canoe.
Canoeing is great. Canoeing is great. So we kind of had that. We were in a canoe together, and I did most of the canoeing. I really liked doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And so B is clearly my answer.
Mm-hmm.
You are going with...
Mm-hmm.
You're going with C.
No.
Really?
No. Why did you think I was going with C?
I don't know. The way you read it.
Well, I mean, of course that's nice, but it's not that special.
Right.
So I
want the tattoo with the light blow. You're just saying that because it's Shane West.
Shane West, if you listen to this podcast, which I know you do.
She wants a tattoo and a light.
Yeah, you ever want to give me a butterfly tattoo on my shoulder and blow on it lightly? It's so cute. Remember she looks down in it and then up at him? And it's
that.
So sweet. You don't remember?
I should have rewatched that movie.
Oh, it's so fucking good.
I just remember, and just can't get enough.
Yeah, because that scene's amazing. Yeah. That's deaf, like, when they're falling in love. Also, do you remember in the beginning where she's like, you have to promise you won't fall in love with me? And he's like, it's not going to be a problem.
Right.
Also, like, good on Mandy Moore for being, like, she Jedi mind tricked him. She was like, you can't fall in love with me, you just can't do it. And being a guy, he's like, well, that sounds fun, I'm going to do that.
She knew, what a great character, like, you know, you rarely see like a loner kind of character with great confidence. You're in high school and you're like, you're going to fall in love with me.
Yeah. I know it. And you can't because I'm dying secretly. Right. Yeah, I just like, I love a grand gesture. And for a guy to be like, I know you wanted to do this and you're probably not going to make it happen. I'm going to make it happen for you. So you have no choice in the matter. That is so sweet.
I wonder if that happens at all. Because does that happen in The Notebook too? Kind of.
In what way?
Everything that she, just going out with him, he kind of like pushed her to do
That's true. He like hangs off the Ferris wheel.
Dancing with no music playing.
Yeah, and laying in the street.
Yeah, like that was sort of like a similar kind of
thing. I love the part where he's like, what do you want? Damn it, what do you want?
Yeah.
And he gets really annoyed. It's so cute. So
that's that was a good question though, the date one. But yeah, I'm going with the boat.
Okay. Which ending to a Nicholas Sparks movie do you think is the most satisfying? Just gives you everything you want and need.
Oh man.
Mine is The Choice. Because the end isn't sad.
Yeah.
Because it's a happy ending.
Right.
And they end up living in a beach town with cute babies.
Well, that's the thing is do I want to pick like a happy, that's a happy ending, really?
Yeah.
Because I don't think any of the other ones have happy
that's
endings.
That's the thing. Like, I mean, like it's happy because they fell in love and like, you know, better to know love than never love at all. But it doesn't end happy.
Right. Well, The Notebook is, they do end up together eternally. So let's go with that.
Okay.
Satisfying-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're happy that it's happy, even though you didn't get to the ending, which you will. You'll go home and
No, I'm saying The Notebook.
Oh, I'm sorry, The Notebook?
Yeah.
Oh, you like that one?
Yeah, or I'll trust you and go with The Choice.
I'm sorry, I'm really hungover. I just had like a moment where my brain like
short-circuited. I'll trust you. The Choice, happy ending?
No, if you feel like it's The Notebook, I asked you the question, you think it's
okay,
The
Okay, fine. I'm good. Yeah, we'll go Notebook.
Okay, Notebook.
Okay.
It is satisfying because they die together, so.
Right.
Yeah, they're on the same page.
Right. It's just, it's a frustrating one too, because it's like, oh man, all those years they could have had together.
Yeah.
Mom hiding the letters.
Yeah, that's true.
You
that's
know?
True.
Like, oh,
it was a waste of time. Which lady in a Nicholas Sparks movie would you go for and why? And don't think of the actress.
Right.
Think of like the character.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'm drawn to people who are creative.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of them play music.
Which mm-hmm.
is, yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Like Allie, she's all of a sudden like an incredible pianist.
Yeah, right.
And I forgot the character's name in Dear John,
mm-hmm.
but Amanda Seyfried's
mm-hmm.
character. Like, I don't know if you remember. She sings like an incredible song.
Just like
she's playing the guitar. Do you remember
just,
that?
No.
She sings to him. And
just casually.
Yeah, she's unbelievable.
Really?
So that, and then, oh, and Mandy Moore's character is, can sing. Oh, jeez. And even Miley Cyrus.
Even Miley Cyrus.
So they're all, oh man.
They're musically gifted.
Yeah.
Which is like pretty awesome.
Okay. I'm doing this in my head right now. There are a lot of unloyal. There's a lot of
trifling.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there ones that are loyal?
Yeah.
Really?
Jamie Sullivan was loyal, even in death. Although I think Jamie Sullivan is a little too religious. If I were a guy, I wouldn't want.
Yeah, that's why
that
it's
that
not,
religious.
Yeah. We're talking like me, like as.
Yeah. If I were a dude, is Amanda Jewish?
She's not.
Okay, so you're dating.
So it doesn't matter. So that doesn't.
So that's NBD.
Yeah, Jewish or not doesn't matter.
Yeah, totally.
But
that's
it's
how
like
I feel.
Super. Like their life revolves around the religion.
Yeah, it's a lot. No Tino shade to if that's your life.
No.
I just that's
no,
not
I'm
the
talking
first
about for
box
me.
I want to check in a romantic partner.
Of course. I'm going, I don't know her character's name, but I'm going to Amanda Seyfried's character.
Okay,
in,
cool.
Dear
why?
John. Dear
why?
John.
Because she plays
she's
the guitar.
She's so, no, yeah, because she plays the guitar. That's it. No, she's like so sweet to his dad and to the neighbor, the kid.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like genuine.
Good lady.
Yeah, genuine, sweet, like passionate, creative person.
I would go with, if I were a guy, yeah. I would go with Beth. If I were a guy dating a girl, I would go with Beth from The Lucky One because okay. she's like a hot, sassy single mom.
What about you for one of the guys?
Landon Carter.
Ah, right.
Obviously. Landon Carter.
You're just saying that because it's Shane West, though. You got to take the actor out.
I can't.
Take the actor out.
Okay. I'm still going Landon Carter. Because I like a bad boy with a heart of gold. And actually, I think these movies really damaged me because I go for like guys that are not good people. And I'm right. like, I will change him. This will be fine. Right. And then I'm like 20 pounds heavier and like crying in the shower.
Because she changes him, right?
Yes. Like she makes me want to be different, better. Yeah. And it's like that's very romantic, but also like, fuck that. I don't want a project. I want you to already like want to be better because you want to be better, mm-hmm. not because like I need to figure that out for you.
Right.
Oh my God, I might vomit.
Don't do it. You got to do this for me. You got to be God. Strong for me. Got oh this. God. You got this.
Okay. This is really bad.
Water?
No, it's going to come right up. It's going to come right up.
One of those.
All right, last question.
Do it.
We're going to have to wrap this up soon because I have to vomit.
Yeah, yeah. Give me the question.
If you could conceptualize a Nicholas Sparks type love story, what would the premise be?
It's the formula.
But what would your formula be?
Oh, would mine be?
Yeah. Like what?
Do I have to use his do I have to use his formula?
Well, I don't know. Like what's
what
your...
What do I do? Do you have an answer to that? Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
I have an answer. I don't know if I have time to explain it.
Go. You go.
Okay.
You go.
My answer is there's a girl named Adelaide.
Okay.
She grew up with a guy named Dayton.
Okay.
He was the hot guy, like the cool guy in high school who like he was a jock.
Okay.
Adelaide was weird and did theater and was fat and unattractive. She goes off to college, becomes really cool. Has to come back from college early, though, because her mom gets really sick. Mm-hmm. This is, like, semi-autobiographical.
Mm-hmm.
Mom gets really sick. She takes her dad back at the local pharmacy.
You got this. You got this.
Dayton sees her there, and he's like, Adelaide, is that you? And she's like, ah, yeah. And he's like, I didn't know you lived back here and mm-hmm. bumfuck yeah. wherever.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I had to because my mom. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. They don't swear in Nicholas Sparks movie. Be like, oh, my God. And he's sort of, like, taken by her. He's like, Adelaide. Like, mm-hmm. Adelaide Parker, whatever the fuck her last name is. Like, it's real good to see you.
Mm-hmm.
He's working for his dad's company.
He's a car mechanic
or something?
Okay.
Then one night at a bar.
Or no, is this a small town classic Nicholas Sparks guy? He's, like, good with his hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, those cables
handy.
Or something?
He's handy.
Okay.
But he has dreams of being a doctor, but he was never motivated enough to
right.
become a doctor.
Got it.
Sees Adelaide at the local bar. She takes herself out to the bar to eat and drink and read
Got
a book.
It. Got it. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. This is really bad.
Yep.
He sees a guy creeping on her, and it gets a little out of hand. He, like, Ooh. Touches her leg for too long. And she's like, I said to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And Dayton punches him in the face. He doesn't know what comes over him, but mm-hmm. he bad boy.
Yeah.
Punches
like
this guy
tap,
in the face.
Like a tap, turnaround punch?
It's a tap. He's like, she said that she didn't want to touch
nice.
You. Like,
right.
she didn't want to be touched.
Right.
And the guy's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
And they kind of get in an altercation, and then it escalates. And he punches her, and Adelaide's like, oh my God. She's so, like, taken.
Uh-huh.
And so then he's like, you want to get out of here? And they go for a walk.
Wait, is she classic, not into it at first, or is she all in?
She's a skeptic. She's like, Dayton, like, you weren't nice to me in high school.
Right.
Like you didn't even know I existed.
Got it. But then this guy's laying on the floor, so it's like, what else am I going to do?
Yeah, so they go. And then as the mom gets sick, he sort of helps her along, and they fall in love, and she's, like, kind of, like, torn because she's like, I need to give my mom all my time, and, like, I didn't expect to come home and fall in love with you, Dayton. And then the mom passes away, and... He, like, helps her through the grieving process, which is, like, pretty easy for her because it's a movie. Like, grieving is pretty dark in real life,
right,
but in the movie,
right.
it's, like, she just cries a lot and
right.
looks pretty when she cries.
Yeah.
And
it's,
then,
like, the next visit from somebody, like, flips her.
Yeah, and
yep.
it motivates her.
Right.
It motivates him to become a doctor, the doctor he always wanted to be, and do cancer research for Adelaide's mom. And then they end up together.
When's the kiss in the rain?
When
does that happen? Mm-hmm. Early on or at the end, towards the end?
I think
the end with the kiss in the rain.
End?
I don't think they ever end like that.
That would be crazy. That would be nice.
That would be crazy.
That would be really crazy.
Yeah.
I think it's like halfway through. I think they like
okay.
get in a fight because she's like, look, I can't do this right now. I didn't come home to fall in love. Like, I have bigger fish to fry. And then it's a rainy day and they kiss. My hands are tingling.
Let's go with that one.
So
let's both go all in on that one. And
Adelaide and Dayton.
Adelaide and Dayton, let's make that one.
Let's pitch it.
Cool. Start writing.
Those were all my questions.
Great questions.
Do you have anything you want to add about Nicholas Sparks or summer romances or anything?
Just that they're guilty pleasure movies. And if you are somebody who is embarrassed that you like these movies, that's okay. But you can come clean about it.
You don't have to be.
No. I remember like watching them with like my thumb on like the last button on the clicker just in case anybody walked in just to flip it to ESPN. It's like, oh, I'm watching the Cubs.
Yeah.
But like really I was like watching Dear John.
Yeah, you were. Yeah. I really feel like you like Dear John a lot.
I do.
Dear John stan.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I have to watch it again.
Yeah, you should. You should.
I should do it tonight when I get back from work and hopefully I'm not vomiting anymore.
Yeah, I think we covered Nicholas Sparks movies really well. I wonder if he knew, like, if he wrote these thinking they'd be movies or if he...
Right?
Yeah. I wonder, like, how involved he was in these.
The books aren't good, by the way.
Oh, you know the books?
I've read a couple. The end of The Notebook literally ends with them having old people sex.
Good.
It's not as romantic.
How, are they a lot different?
Not really. Pretty similar, but the movies, they're so visually stunning, like these pretty beachside towns in the South. Like, I would rather watch it than have to picture it in my head.
Yeah. You didn't create, like, that beautiful of a beach.
Uh-oh. You're looking at my face
girl. No, you're good.
I'm about to lose it. Thank you so much for, like, being here for me, like, emotionally and spiritually.
It's my honor and my privilege.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I promise I'll have you on. We can, again, and we can talk about... something with like that's not on your list of things that you didn't imagine talking about.
This was a top five of something I really never thought anyone would care about what I thought about these.
Will you go on a Shane West hunt with me? Can we like try and find him? Please.
Fine.
Did you see Hereditary?
No.
It was fucked up. But Toni Collette like totally spins out mentally by the end of the movie.
Is that a Shane West movie?
No. Oh. But Toni Collette is so fucking crazy in it. And by the end she's like begging her husband. She's like, please. Yeah. I need you to do this for me. And you're so manic and crazy. That's
you're Shane West. You're doing that.
Like, come on. I need you to help me.
Fine. I'll go.
Okay. But when I inevitably meet him, because I'm an LA person now, I can't be weird about celebrities.
You've been here for how long?
For like a month. And I've interacted with a lot of people. A big one was I got to, at my job, interact with Jonathan Bennett from Mean Girls. And that was like so cool because...
You do all right?
Mean Girls was... Yeah, I was so chill. Yeah. I was, but because like, it's not hard. Like, it's just like, oh, hey. It's like, especially when you're at work because you're like, I have no option to fangirl. I'll get fired.
I've had some... do we have time?
Yeah.
I have some bad... I mean, I...
Who did you freak out about?
It's not the person that I freaked out about. I don't know what happened to me. I did a weird thing.
What'd you do?
I did a weird thing once.
You grew up around famous people because your dad's famous.
But I.
You're like, I'm not acknowledging that.
No, man. I know. And I always am like, just be cool to just pee. People.
Yeah, it's like NBT. Like Jonathan Bennett was like, could you take a picture on my phone? And I was like, sure.
Right.
He was like, ooh, I don't like the framing. Can you do it again? I was like, sure.
Yeah. And when I first got here, I was like super lucky enough to be in stuff with like cool people.
Zac Efron. Yeah,
like I was super cool around Zach. Like I was cool around him. Like,
I hear Zach is so chill though too.
Awesome guy.
Yeah, he sounds like super cool.
I will always defend Zac Efron when people are like, people love hating on that guy.
Are you kidding?
He's so unnecessary.
I just openly love him. He's like the John Stamos of his age group.
How unnecessary is it? People are just like, oh, Zac Efron, fuck that guy. What?
No.
He's crazy.
And he's
great
a good
guy.
Actor. He is. Yeah. He's a really good actor.
We didn't even talk about it. He's in a Sparks movie. Yeah.
Yeah, but I will say I like him more when he does comedy. I think because he's so beautiful that when he does like drama, it just comes off like a little thick just because he's so pretty and it's so schmaltzy on top of everything else.
Right.
Like that and Charlie St. Cloud, I was like, okay. So when he does comedy,
I've never seen that movie.
He can be a little more goofy and I like that side.
He is seriously an awesome guy.
Wait, so what was the weird thing?
Oh, boy.
Did a weird
thing? Okay, I did some weird ones. It was Drew Barrymore.
Oh!
And I'm not like a diehard Drew Barrymore fan. I don't know what happened.
She's such an icon, though.
She's fantastic. She's so funny and she's great.
Yeah.
But I did a weird thing. I was at Runyon Canyon.
Yeah.
And I was walking there. Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
So it was like sort of towards the top near Mulholland
Drive
where people park.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like in that area. So it was like paved road area.
Yeah.
And I used to go there a lot because when I first moved here, I like didn't know that many people and I was inside a lot.
Yeah.
It was getting lonely and somebody was like, go to Runyon Canyon. And I was like, all right, fine. So I'd go there and it became a place where I would go and be around people and get outside. And so it became a really like safe place for me. I felt like really good there.
Yeah.
Until this happened and I had to take a break. So I went and it's really not that bad. But I was walking and I walked past Drew Barrymore. And I realized it was her like as I was passing her. And I was like, oh, and I just moved here. I'd been here for like a month.
Yeah.
And I passed her, I was like, oh shit, that was Drew Barrymore. So I naturally turned. And for whatever reason, she turned. And there weren't that many people around, but she kind of like turned around. I don't know if she was wearing big sunglasses. It wasn't really to look at me, but maybe to turn around and look at something. But needless to say, she turned around at the same time.
And she caught you turning.
We were this far away. And I turned, she turns. And for some reason, this came out of my body.
What?
I went, and I wish this was an exaggeration. I'm probably not even doing it justice. I went, hi, and I did this weird chicken wing thing where I elbowed myself in the stomach. Like I was saying hi, and then I went to suck it back in. And I did this like super spazzy hello thing, and I like knocked the wind out of myself with my elbow. Like I was like, I like, God, I did this horrible. It just was so bad.
I want you to meet her again.
It was
so bad.
So bad.
I'm really sorry. She forgot.
No, and actually, I definitely remember because she did like this thing where she like kind of like looked like a dog that like sees like, using weird. Yeah, she like turned her head and then kind of like turned around and walked away. And I just like crumbled and I sat on like this bench that was nearby and I just put my hands like in my head like, why did you do that? It was so bad. So
that's so funny.
And I waited for her to come back because I wanted to be like, I'm sorry. I'm a good guy. I'm a regular, just a guy, you know. I don't know why that happened. But I think like after like, it was years ago. So I think after years of processing that moment, what happened was she was looking at me, so my instincts were like, oh, dude, say hi to her. Because she's, like, looking at you in this far away.
Right.
And as that was, like, coming out, my head's like, you don't know her. And those two things, like, met in the middle. And it was like, ha, gang, ha. It was like this, I remember, like, twitching and elbowing myself.
I'm literally crying. I never thought I would smile today.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was life-giving.
It was really stupid.
I did it.
That's a pretty weird thing to do.
Okay, so when I meet Shane West, should I be like, I want our love to take off the way it would in a Nicholas Sparks movie, Shane and I.
Right, right.
So it's not really going to work because we live in a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably be drunk if I ever see him somewhere.
Right.
But I want to be like, Landon Rollins Carter?
It's a weird like line because it's you want to like be cool, mm-hmm. but at the same time, like maybe they like it when so then you give them a little bit.
Especially Shane West, because like he's kind of like he's fallen into obscurity. I think by choice. I think he could absolutely still be acting if he wanted to be, but I think he's sort of just doing his thing.
I don't really know much about like, what he's up to now, but
like, I don't think he's a has been by any. I don't like that term.
No, he's a great actor.
I just think
he's
kind of doing his own thing.
Right, 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 right.
Ugh, but he was a big part of my sexual awakening.
Right, so
big part.
So I wouldn't tell him that.
Okay.
I wouldn't lead with that.
Okay.
Don't lead with that.
We'll do that like once we're friends. I'll be like, by the way. That's the thing though, because I think either way you lose, because I was in a situation a couple weeks ago where I was with a bunch of like reality TV people and I watched the show that they were on, but I acted like I didn't.
Right.
I was like, when in doubt, just pick
the show. They probably like it though when you like.
So it was like either way I was fucked because my friend who was friends with these people who like brought me to this shindig was like, oh, by the way, like don't bring up the show because it kind of annoys them. Like they're just trying to chill out. I'm like, I wasn't going to, but thank you. But it was also the kind of thing where one of the guys was like, yeah, we start shooting Wednesday. And I was like, oh, you're on a show? That's cool. And he was like,
did you know really though?
Yes, I watched the show. I'm a fan of the show.
He probably knew you were doing that.
No. I'm a good actor.
No, I'm just kidding.
He was like, yeah. And he seemed annoyed. So I was like, either way I lose because if I act like I don't know who you are, that annoys you. And if I act like I do, that annoys you.
Right.
And reality TV people, I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, you fucking signed up for this. You don't actually have any talent.
Right.
You just sold your soul to the devil and put it on TV. And,
yeah.
like, you literally have money in your bank account. Like, you have cocaine at your home because
right.
I recognize you and acknowledge you in public.
Yeah. It is a weird thing because it's also like you want to also meet these people. You want to meet them.
Yeah.
As them.
Yeah.
So, like, I remember, not to go back to the Efron thing, but, like, I remember meeting him and, like, wanting to have this attitude of, like, I don't really know who this guy is. When, like, of course, who doesn't know who he is? So, it was hard for me to have that, like, thing where I didn't want it to come off like I knew who he was.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, at least you made it work with Zach.
I did.
Not Drew, but Zach.
I think, yeah, Drew...
There's some work to be done.
Drew, if you're listening right now,
yeah.
I'm so sorry for that.
Mm-hmm. He's sorry.
I don't know why I did that.
Well, where can my listeners find you on social media?
You can find me at Joey Rudman. I'm doing something on Instagram right now that's super goofy and weird.
It's funny.
I'm like posting something every day. It's like a really goofy character. Just
using,
for fun.
Using many filters.
Right. It's like super goofy and...
Your Rabbit De Niro one.
Rabbit De Niro.
Really good.
Yeah, like, hey, how you doing?
It's really good. It's so fucking creepy how your face does that.
I remember somebody told me once.
Crazy.
Somebody told me like in college, they were like, you kind of look like Robert, like a young Robert De Niro. And without even thinking, I went, oh, I do? And I was like, oh, I could do that. I could be Robert De Niro's grandkid.
You should.
Should be.
In the Dirty Grandpa sequel.
Sure.
Zach was in the first one. It only makes sense. It's a full circle moment.
Yep.
So Joey Rudman on Instagram. You're doing some fun stuff.
Yeah. And just find me there. That's the only place.
Great.
Just go there. And watch Nature Cat.
Watch Nature Cat.
It's so good.
Oh my God. I love PBS. It's a great channel.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you haven't, please review and rate the pod on iTunes and tell your friends about it. And thank you for listening and thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, really, seriously.
And I didn't even throw up.
This is really fun.
Nailed it. Bye. You can say bye.
Bye.